This is the story of a boy who loved Christmas so much that he grew up to make it more magical for the rest of us. That is, if you have ever had the good fortune to see his paintings. And if you haven't, I'm here to make sure your luck changes. The artist's name is Jack Sorensen. He grew up on the edge of Palo Duro Canyon, a place so rare in its quality of light that Jack's unique talents must have been uniquely nurtured. Jack started drawing and sketching before he remembers doing it. His mother told him that when he was 3, he would put the dog on the couch to draw him, and then get terribly frustrated when his canine model would not hold a pose. By the time he reached first grade, he was so proficient at drawing anything he saw that his teacher called his mother to tell her she thought Jack was a prodigy. His mom had never heard the word and at first thought he must have been misbehaving in some way. Once she understood, though, she said, "Oh, yes, he can draw anything." I talked to Jack for about 30 minutes a couple of weeks ago. He and I are a lot alike. We are both lifelong Texans. We both live on the Texas border, he in Amarillo and me in Brownsville. We are both slow talkers because of our Texas drawls. Took us 30 minutes to have a 15-minute conversation. But when it comes to art, we are on different planets. When he was being called a prodigy, my first grade teacher was looking at a freehand eagle I had drawn and said that it was not a bad likeness of a chihuahua. So that finished my art career right then. That eagle would never fly. Jack, now 62, says, "I've always been able to draw, sketch, and paint anything I put my mind to. I didn't just discover it one day. I've always had it. God blessed me with a gift, and I try to honor that gift as best I can in every painting." He started out sketching cowboys around his father's western town, Six Gun City, on the rim of the Palo Duro Canyon. But he soon found that cowboys didn't much care for portraits of themselves, or even of their girlfriends for that matter. He learned that if he could capture the personality or beauty and power of the cowboys' horses, they would always buy that portrait. So he drew pictures of horses and sold perhaps hundreds of them at $40 apiece. This also taught him how to draw a horse with great accuracy and authenticity, which became one of his most praised attributes. Many say no one can paint a horse like Sorensen. No one alive, anyway. Jack's father said, "First there was Frederick Remington, then Charles Russell, then Jack Sorensen." Have you ever noticed that if a photograph is exceptional, people say it looks like a painting? And if a painting is exceptional, they say it looks like a photograph. Some of Jack's paintings look very much like photographs. I asked him if he ever painted from a photograph, and he said, "No, a photograph will lie to you." He said that if you try to paint a horse from a photograph, your dimensions will be wrong. The head will be too big for the body, for instance. He said a camera can't get the truth of a horse, but a painting can. Each painting is a story in still form, says Jack. Each canvas tells a story, a simple story. It is true. I enjoy reading the stories in his paintings. One of Jack's Christmas paintings tells of a cowboy arriving home late, Christmas Eve perhaps. His daughter, about 6 years old, is running through the snow to greet her daddy. Behind her is a modest frame home warmed by a good fire. Behind her daddy's back is a brown-haired doll that looks a good deal like the daughter. She's going to be so happy in just a minute. Jack loves Christmas. He says no one loves Christmas as much as he does. When he was a boy, he says he always wanted to be the one to pick the Christmas tree. So his father would send him down into Palo Duro Canyon to select one. He'd cut a big one and drag it back to the house behind the horse, often through the snow. This scene would become a painting in later life. And then he added Santa to these scenes. Santa on horseback, Santa sledding down a snowdrift, Santa driving a stagecoach overflowing with toys. And these Santa paintings, about 70 of them, have become the centerpieces of Leaning Trees Christmas cards, their best-selling line. When I first saw Jack's Christmas paintings, I thought of him as a Western Norman Rockwell. His cowboys are so splendidly defined against a harsh winter background. His Santa had slightly cherubic cheeks, but sat a horse with more seasoned agility than a city Santa could. So I love being surrounded by Sorensen's works over the holidays. His paintings make me think of simpler times when a doll in a blue dress, delivered on horseback on a snowy Christmas Eve, could be the greatest gift in the world. Jack knew early in his life, when he was a teenager, in fact, that his life would be lived as a painter. And at 62, he feels he is still improving. He says, I'm exactly in the right spot at exactly the right time, and I'm doing what God wants me to do. You can't ask for more than that. Well, I certainly agree. I'm W.F. Strong for Stories from Texas. Here's wishing you a merry, merry Christmas and Texas-sized happiness in the new year.